Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Eli Lilly agrees to acquire Merida Biosciences for up to $2.875 billion to gain a precision autoantibody degradation platform led by a Phase 1 program in Graves' disease. BioNTech terminates a Phase 2 trial of its individualized mRNA cancer therapy, sevimeran, in colorectal cancer after an independent safety board flags an imbalance in overall survival. And Parth Khanna argues that pharma's flood of competitive data doesn't automatically translate into better intelligence. Eli Lilly has agreed to acquire Merida Biosciences, a biotech developing engineered biologics that selectively degrade disease-causing autoantibodies rather than broadly suppressing the immune system, for up to $2.875 billion in cash. The deal's lead asset, MER-511, is in Phase 1 development for Graves' disease and thyroid eye disease, with Merida's pipeline also including preclinical programs in food allergy, asthma, and chronic spontaneous urticaria. The acquisition, expected to close in the fourth quarter of 2026, extends Lilly's push into autoimmune and allergic disease treatment. BioNTech has terminated a Phase 2 trial of autogene sevimeran, its individualized mRNA cancer immunotherapy developed with Genentech, in patients with surgically resected high-risk stage 2 or stage 3 colorectal cancer. An independent data safety monitoring board flags a numerical imbalance in overall survival between treatment arms and determines that continuing the trial is unlikely to improve efficacy outcomes, though no new safety signals emerge. A separate Phase 2 trial testing sevimeran in pancreatic cancer remains active, and BioNTech says it remains committed to mRNA-based combination approaches in oncology. Finally, Parth Khanna argues that pharma's unprecedented access to competitor data hasn't translated into better strategic foresight. Khanna contends that despite real-time clinical trial tracking, fast regulatory filing searches, and syndicated competitive databases, companies are still routinely caught off guard by market developments because intelligence requires human judgment that raw data alone can't supply. The piece calls for pairing that data abundance with sharper analysis, rather than assuming more inputs automatically produce better answers. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmaexec.com.